Track number 25. History of the formal mental home of San Lazzaro. On Via Emilia, catch bus number 2 or minibus line E again, but this time going in the opposite direction, heading for the town centre. Get off the bus in front of the entrance to the grounds of the formal mental hospital of San Lazzaro, now the university campus. The complex, set in a park with high trunk trees that are hundreds of years old, is equipped with a complete plumbing and sewage system of its own. A road network consisting of a main tree-lined avenue parallel with Via Emilia and smaller tree-lined paths going off at right angles connects the different buildings that now house the various university faculties. San Lazzaro is like a small city within a city, and its history can be regarded as a countertune to the official history of Reggio Emilia and of Italy itself. In 1178, these were the grounds of a leper colony. In 1536, it took in people who had lost their reason, so to speak, people whom the emerging modern states would go on to control and rule, together with invalids, decrepit people, the cripple, epileptics, the deaf and dumb, the blind, and paralytics. In 1821, Duke Francesco IV of the ruling house of Este transformed it into the general institution of homes for the insane of the House of Este States. Insanity was subdivided into the specific syndromes of mania, monomania, dementia, acute stupidity, and idiocy. After Italian unification, animal experimentation activities were developed here in collaboration with the University of Modena. The year 1875 saw the establishment of the Experimental Review of Phreniatric Studies and Legal Medicine of Mental Alienations. This was the main scientific journal of Italian psychiatry. New internment procedures were legitimated and a school was opened for nurses and guardians of the institution. During the First World War, San Lazzaro became a nursing home for thousands of soldiers showing signs of mental illness. A new administrative commission was set up in 1922, consisting mostly of fascist officials who organized the institution based on a model of a separate community divided between well-off or poor, calm or restless, clean or dirty, chronic or curable. It was basically arranged as a place for the containment and reduction of dangerousness and for re-education through hygiene-based practices, work, isolation and coercion. From 1929, new therapies of dubious benefit, such as electroshock treatment, were experimented with on a large scale. In 1944, San Lazzaro suffered from wartime bombardment, and in the meantime, psychotropic drug experimentation was introduced. From 1969, a new policy was introduced to release inmates. Patient immobilization practices were abandoned, while new treatment methods were adopted. The year 1978 saw the adoption of a Law Decree 180, which abolished lunatic asylums and brought psychiatric treatment under general healthcare treatment, recognizing the need to protect the freedom of the mentally ill and their rights. In the same year, the enclosure walls of San Lazzaro were torn down. There are now plans to turn the Lombroso section, which was once an isolation ward, into the National Museum of Psychiatry. What's going to be displayed inside the museum? Naturally, a large number of books now held in the Levy Library, but also a lot of materials produced by the patients themselves. The records show that in as early as 1887, the institution had a school of drawing, but it was only for well-off patients, who, unlike other inmates, were thought not to benefit from physical work activities which they weren't used to doing. The goal pursued by the school was a form of civilized entertainment through drawing, reading, drama, and playing card games, chess, and music, while nowadays art workshop activities are held for strictly therapeutic purposes. We are in the realm of art therapy, where expressive potential is considered as a tool to rehabilitate patients. Taking his cue from these materials, the writer Ermanno Cavazzoni wrote the book of short stories Vite brevi di idioti, Short Lives of Idiots, and the novel Il poeta dei lunatici, or The Poem of the Lunatics, which inspired the last film produced by Federico Fellini in 1988 called The Voice of the Moon.